This episode of Louisville Family Fun is brought to you by LearningRx, helping struggling students change their brains through intense one-on-one training. LearningRx strengthens the cognitive skills students need to think faster, learn easier, read better, and improve their attention. And that means better performance in the classroom. Train the brain, get smarter, LearningRx.
Opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
Welcome to the Louisville Family Fun Podcast. I'm Stephanie White.
And I'm Maggie Kimberl.
And we're your hosts weekly on Louisville.am.
I'm bored.
Hey, enough of that. There's no boredom when there's Lou Fam Fun. Hey, this is Stephanie White from LouisvilleFamilyFun.net. Thank you so much for tuning in. We love that you tune in to listen to us. I wonder if you're listening now in your car, on your iPod, maybe through the Stitcher Radio app, or possibly on iTunes, or maybe you're streaming because you found us linked up on our website, Louisville Family Fun. But regardless, we are really happy that you were tuning in. This is going to be a great podcast. Maggie Kimberl's coming up interviewing the owners of the new Bricks and Mini Figs store that is in Middletown. It is a new store all about Legos, and we know the kids love Legos. But I was just thinking about, what am I going to do for my introduction? And I thought I'd talk about maybe birthday parties, because Bricks and Minifix has an awesome birthday party package, and I'm sure they're going to tell you all about it. If not, we have it linked up on our best birthday parties post on Louisville Family Fun, which you can find linked up on the right side of our page, LouisvilleFamilyFun.net. I keep repeating that website like you don't know what it is. You've got to know the LouisvilleFamilyFun.net website, right? But anyway, birthday parties can sometimes be a struggle for parents because they're trying to balance doing something really super fun for their kids to celebrate, but maybe they don't want to have all these people over their house. But then again, they don't want to have to spend all of this money. So there's a little delicate dance you have to go through. So you look for places like Bricks and Minifigs that have really affordable birthday parties. Another place to do it is to rent out a space. And then you have the people out somewhere else. You plan the party. You only pay the rental fee. You're not paying the most extravagant birthday party fees, you know, several hundred dollars. You're just paying like a rental fee. Like one year I had my son's birthday party at the Creasy Mahan Nature Preserve because they have a field house that you can rent out. And it was less than $100 for several hours. I had plenty of time to set up. There was an outdoor space so the kids got to run around and we played games. But there was an inside area where I set up and I decorated and the kids had games in there and crafts and we had cookies and open presents. And it was great. There was nobody at my house, so I didn't have to clean up beforehand and clean up afterwards. I was able to have ample time and I didn't spend that much money having a party outside of the home. So just keep that in mind, that there are alternatives around town, great places that offer birthday parties. If money or spaces to rent, so you can host your birthday party there. If money is not an issue, there are an abundant amount of places that offer birthday party packages. But think different. We just had our birthday party for my son this year at the Parklands, and we went on a creek walk. That's the Parklands at Floyd's Fork. The Rao Planetarium at the U of L campus has birthday parties. That's learning plus entertainment. So much fun. So there are places all around town. There's swimming parties at the YMCA, and you don't have to be a member. And those are very affordable. And if you have a winter party, how cool is it that the kids could go swimming in the middle of the winter? Not everybody gets the opportunity to do that. So the kids invited would really, really enjoy that. So think about your kid's birthday party, think about your budget, and then head to LouisvilleFamilyFun.net. And if on the top left, you just type in something like birthday parties or birthday party rental or anything like that, those posts where we mention these things should come up. If they don't, just head to our Facebook page or tweet me at LouFamFun and we'll direct you to the information, because we have so much information that we recognize that sometimes it's a little harder to find. But we're right there on the internet, ready to take your questions and in case you need a suggestion or to find a post. So here comes Maggie Kimbrell and the wonderful folks from Bricks and Minifigs. Thanks so much for tuning in. And remember, thanks so much also to LearningRx, our local sponsor. Check out what they have to offer, because this is the perfect time to be looking at the summer and thinking about boosting your child, getting them ready for, entering a new grade next year. And maybe LearningRx is just perfect for them. So check them out and keep tuning in. Here comes Maggie.
Are your children struggling in school? Do you really know why? At LearningRx, we specialize in turning guesswork into knowledge and frustration into success. Call LearningRx today to schedule an affordable cognitive skills test. Discover how LearningRx can help make learning easier. Get tested. Know why. LearningRx.
Save $100 on a cognitive skills test at LearningRx by calling 423-3713 and using the promo code podcast. Call 423-3713, promo code podcast.
With me today are Adam and Tracy from Bricks and Minifigs. Welcome, guys.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? Thanks for being with us. Tell us what... I kind of have a vague idea of what it is. It's a Lego store, basically. Is it Legos, or do you do like...
Yes.
Okay.
Everything Lego.
Everything Lego. So that sounds really cool. Now, do you do only new sets? Do you do new and used sets? Is this like a... Is there a collector market for Legos?
There is. What we do is we buy, sell, and trade everything Lego. So
wow. And it's only Lego, not the like generic Legos. It's only has to be Lego brand.
Only Lego brand.
Okay. And I would imagine it seems like they have a lot of Lego sets.
Yes.
Do you have a figure on how many different sets of Legos they've come up with to date?
No.
Off the top, just like a bajillion.
Yeah,
is it just a bajillion?
Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of different sets.
I mean, if you go to the Lego aisle at Target, it's like hundreds of Lego sets.
Yeah, in like 1999, they started licensing, and they started with Star Wars. So
okay.
Since then, you know, it's not your just box of loose bricks like it used to be. Now
okay.
It's every different theme and all kinds of stuff. It's just taken off. There's thousands and thousands of different sets.
I can see that. Now, do you do Lego and Duplo? Duplo or just the bigger Legos that are for little kids, right?
Yeah, we do carry some Duplo also.
Now, does Duplo do sets, or is that still just like a box of bricks?
They do sets.
Okay.
They have really cute
Everybody
sets.
Does sets now.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, they theme their sets more geared towards the younger. Like Jack and the Pirates and stuff like that.
And they came
have
out
some
with
train
the,
sets
the
stuff.
Disney Princess line too.
Oh, cool! Yeah, the pink ones.
The awesome. Pink ones, yes.
Awesome. Yeah, there's been a little controversy about the pink ones, but you know, they're kind of cool, huh?
Yeah.
Awesome. So, what would you say is your favorite Lego set of all time?
Oh, my favorite set. I like a lot of the train sets.
Okay.
You know, there's not one specific one. They do different cargo trains and stuff. And now they've gotten into adding power functions to them. And
ooh,
everything.
That's
so
cool.
You know, they make them remote control. And I really like all the train sets.
That sounds really neat. What's one of your favorite
Mine
sets?
Mine is the Harry Potter sets.
Ooh, cool.
They are fun. And they're retired, so they're hard to get. But we do have some in-box new sets. And then we have some used ones also that you can get.
Wow, cool. So, like, say if my kid gets tired of his Lego set, I can just box it up and bring it to you. Do you pay cash? Do you consignment? How do you do that?
It's not consignment. It is we trade is what we like to do.
Okay.
But you can just do cash if you like.
Okay. So, like, if they're out of the Lego phase and you're cleaning out the basement, you can come in and just be like, here, buy all these Legos.
Absolutely.
I don't want them anymore. Huh, that's cool. Now, you said that you do birthday parties as well. What does a typical Bricks and Minifigs birthday party look like?
Our birthday parties are 2 hours long.
Cool.
You get to play with the bricks, the Legos. They build. We have an Xbox with Lego games.
Awesome. Yeah, my kids are getting really into like Lego Indiana Jones right now. They love that.
Yeah. And then after that, they get to build their own minifigures.
Cool.
So each child up
now
to
12, do you do like instruction? Do you lead them as a group and say you do this and you do this?
I sit there with them and help them with it.
Cool.
But the kids have a fun time. Like, it's very creative for them to build their own person. And a lot of them like to build themselves, or they like to build like characters from Star Wars or Harry Potter's and with SpongeBob. So they try to be creative in them. It good times.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Now, do you have like a party room, or is it in your main area, or how do you do that?
We have a separate party room for them.
So now, if I'm not coming in for a party, if I'm just coming in to check out your store and everything, do you have a play area? Like, are there Legos sitting out that kids can play with while we're shopping?
We actually have a Duplo area for the kids, also for the parents to sit there and on the couches and relax while the kids are out there taking hours to build their own minifigures or
sitting on a couch for hours. Now, do you serve margaritas while this is going on?
We wish.
Inquiring parents want to know.
Not yet.
Not yet. Good answer. Okay, so now we've all seen the memes on the internet about how Legos are the greatest thing in home security. You just sprinkle them on the floor. What kind of Legos do you suggest using for home security? Which ones work the best? I would think the Duplos because they're bigger, more surface area.
A big Star Wars set you could just throw it right at someone's head. Probably.
Oh, there you go. That's a good answer.
The smaller the Lego, the more.
Do they hurt more? Do they hurt more when they're smaller? I can see that too. Okay. So your play areas, do you have to pay to come in and play Legos, or can you just come in and play Legos? And
no, I mean, our Duplo area is set up for parents that bring their kids in that might have younger ones to play and relax.
Cool.
One of our main things that we have there are giant bulk tables. So all those sets that you bought over the years mm-hmm. that just end up getting thrown in a toy box basically becomes bulk, all different parts and pieces. So when we take that in, you know, we sort through it, clean it, sanitize it, and throw it into big tables. And the kids come in, and you can buy bulk Lego in different sizes that way also. But
cool.
A lot of kids like to come in and just build some creation out of the table, you know.
So you mentioned cleaning and sanitizing the Legos. What's the best way to clean and sanitize Legos? I've run them through the dishwasher before.
I find the dishwasher is really good, and then the best way to dry them afterwards, we use a salad spinner actually to dry them.
Oh, that's creative.
It knocks a couple days off of the drying time.
That's pretty creative. So. I like that. Yeah, inquiring parents need to know these things. Cool.
Yes.
Okay, so you've been open for a little over a month and a half. Have you had pretty good response from the community? Have you had a lot of people in there?
Yeah,
because it seems like your opening
really
weekend,
excited.
Everybody was just flipping their lid to get out there.
Yeah, I mean, everybody seems to be really excited. We've had a lot of positive feedback. You know, we just had our permanent sign put in a couple weeks ago,
cool.
And a lot of people are like, okay, now we feel better knowing that you're not going anywhere. Because
you have a permanent sign up here, so. Now, where exactly is your building located? You're out in Middletown, is
that
right?
Yeah, we're at 12001 Shelbyville Road. It's the old Furrows building for people that have been here for a long time.
You know, it's funny. Have you read that thing that's been going
yes,
around the internet,
yes.
things you have to explain to people who aren't from Louisville?
Yes.
It's by the old Furrows building.
Yes.
That's one of the things we do here a lot.
So. And it's in the same shopping center with Havana Rumba, Simply Thai, Advanced Auto for the more recently
now
transplanted.
Now I want some Simply Thai. That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
It's lunchtime. So how did you get the idea for this? Are you just like a Lego enthusiast? Do you just love Legos?
Honestly, I'm from here, but my parents moved out to Washington State about 15 years ago, and I take my daughter out to Washington State for about 3 or 4 weeks every summer to go visit them. And she has a cousin that's right at her age, and we will go to Mount Rainier and hike, or we'll go camping, and they won't carry their own water or food, but they'll carry around Lego with them.
Yeah, that sounds
or
like
we'll
my kids.
We'll spend days driving around the state of Washington looking for Legos for them to, because that's all they want to do, and then they lock themselves in the room and play Legos. 8 or 9 hours a day. And it was just one of those things where initially I'd look to see if the Lego group actually franchised their stores, and
mm-hmm,
they don't.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, through searching Google, this is the next thing that I saw pop up was we're actually a small franchise. We're all independently owned and operated, and it's based out of Oregon.
Okay.
But, you know, this is the first thing that popped up on Google.
So so it's basically just your kids love Legos, and you said we need to bring this to more kids.
Yeah.
Cool. That's a great story. I remember playing with Duplos a lot when I was little. I had like the Duplo suitcase and the bunny zip up pack and everything. So they're a lot of fun. So what kinds of sets does your daughter like? What's her favorite kind of Lego set to build? She's into the smaller ones, the more intricate pieces.
Oh yeah, she just turned 9, and then Tracy's daughter is 12, and when we first got started, you know, because we do deal in new and used sets, I was going around purchasing collections of sets to have inventory to start the store up. Mm-hmm. So the kids can sit down in front of ours, can sit down in front of any set, regardless of skill level, and go through the instructions.
Wow,
and put them all
that's
together.
Impressive.
I think where they have gone with what their favorite Lego thing to do now is, like a lot of kids, they're just into the minifigures now. That's all they want to play with.
What are the minifigures? Tell me a little bit about that, because I'm not sure I know what that is.
They're the little Lego people.
Okay. Like the stars of the Lego games.
Yeah.
Okay. So yes. Those are basically – okay, cool. Yeah, my brother-in-law has the Space Needle made out of Legos. Yeah. They also live in Washington State, so –
the minifigures are what the kids really like nowadays, and that's why people are really loving our stores, that they're getting to save a lot of money.
Yeah.
If a kid just wants the Batman out of the set and he doesn't want the set, he can come and just get Batman.
Ooh.
Or he can just get the Hulk. You know, the Hulk, I think, comes out of a $85 set.
Wow.
And you can just come get the Hulk, because that's what the kids really want nowadays.
Yeah. That sounds pretty cool. That sounds like a good idea. So, okay. Oh, well. So, how many minifigures have been produced? Do you have a number on that?
Over 4 billion.
Over 4 billion minifigures, and the kids are really into those. Now, you all said that you also do summer camps. Is that
yes.
right?
Yes.
Tell me, are those in the schools? Is that at your store? How do you do that?
We got the ideas from teachers around the Middletown area coming in, mm-hmm. Talking about robotics camps that they do at the schools.
Oh, cool.
So we have a couple JCPS employees that are going to help us out with these summer camps and their robotics summer camps.
Robotics with Legos?
Yeah, Lego
that
makes.
That sounds awesome.
They've been making robotics kits for a long time, and they've just recently come out with a new version called the EV3. And
wow.
So there's a lot of homeschool kids and like JCPS kids that are go to Lego clubs. They join robotics camp,
wow.
or robotics clubs, and to build like sumo bots and stuff. And they have competitions. They just had a state competition earlier this week where they do sumo contests. So they build these robots, and they have all kinds of different gyroscopes and sensors and stuff like that.
A Lego sumo robot.
And so you
– do they fight each other?
Yeah.
Is this like battle bots?
Yeah.
I love battle bots.
So you program the sensors to do different functions and different things. And,
wow.
you know, it's basically who can push the other one out of the
What's the age
first.
Group of these kids that are doing this kind of stuff?
It's – from young to older, what we're going to do is we're going to run a beginner's camp and an intermediate camp. Our
okay.
beginner's camp is going to be for 7, 8, 9-year-olds. The intermediate camp is going to be 10, 11, 12-year-olds.
Okay.
It's going to be like half-day camps from like 11 to 2. It will be in our store.
Okay.
So it's going to be – we're going to limit it to 12 kids per session.
Okay.
It's going to be a Monday through Friday. So for every 2 kids, they'll have 1 kid of robotics. So
they're going to team up.
They're going to team
up. It's going to be a team
effort.
And
then the ultimate goal, you know, there's going to be lesson plans where they learn about different programming aspects for the robotics kits and stuff and real-life functions. And at the end of the week, you know, the ultimate goal is to build a – you know, their ultimate sumo bot, and we'll
wow.
have a big sumo competition at the end of the
That's
week.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So do you anticipate having mostly boys for this? Because the sumo bots, that sounds like something that boys love, that kind of stuff. Do you anticipate having a lot of interest from the girls?
I'm hoping to see some interest from the girls.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's one of the things that my daughter is, she's all about it. You
yeah.
know, she wants to go every week the entire summer, and I've explained to her that that's not going to be possible.
But, well, know. She could be a helper. She could be like an older mentor.
Yeah.
Help the kids out. You might need,
you know,
you might
as,
need that.
As the boys like doing the sumo and the battle bots and stuff, I'm hoping that there's still girls interested in engineering and science, because, you know, the robotics kits are just, it's basically learning how to do computer programming and engineering. And it's nothing to be intimidated by. I mean, it's, you know, my first experience with a robotics kit was just within the last 3 or 4 weeks.
Wow.
And one of the guys that is coming in to run the intermediate camp, within 30 seconds, you know, showed me and Abby, my 12-year-old, how to program a robot to do like 6 or 7 different things.
Wow, and that's really cool. And you know, that those are things that are, those are skills that, you know, we're kind of lacking in our schools. And you know, it's really, really important to get our kids interested in the what they call the STEM, science, technology, yeah, engineering, and mathematics. And that, I mean, that pretty much covers all of those STEM
fields. And
that's going
to cover all of it. And the reason we break it up into the different age groups is because of the math skill level.
Yeah, you know, yeah, totally.
There's going to be, in the older age group, there'll be some more advanced programming that just more has to do with working with the different kinds of math, negative numbers, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So they can program their robot to do what they want it to do.
That sounds really cool. So do you have any other, like, do you do events or do you have anything on the horizon as far as, you know, getting out into the community and telling people about what you've got going on or anything like that?
Well, I mean, we are working with Louisville Family Fun Net. We're sponsoring the experiential series.
Oh,
so
cool. Yeah.
I think we have the the archaeology event coming up here.
Oh, are you gonna have a table out there? Are you gonna be talking to people?
Gonna,
oh, great!
We're gonna bring out some tables out there and set up. We're gonna have to where you can come in and build a couple different dinosaurs if you want.
Whoa! You can build dinosaurs out of Legos? That's awesome!
And we'll have the little instruction manuals, and within like, you know, 25 or 30 steps, you're gonna be able to come out and pick through the parts and, you know, build a Triceratops or a T-Rex.
Oh, that's so cool!
And just be able to see how you can reimagine the uses for Lego, because I mean, that's, you know,
that sounds like a lot of fun.
Our business model is reuse, reimagine.
Yeah,
know?
Absolutely.
Get
so,
away from the instructions on the kits. Those
ooh,
are cool
I like
and everything,
that.
But, you know, really use your imagination.
So you do advocate for, you know, hey, you can do more than one thing with these.
Most definitely. I mean,
okay.
You know.
And do you, like, if somebody comes in, if I bring my son in, my kids have played with, you know, clicky blocks and Legos and whatever those big misspelled mega blocks. That drives me crazy. They spell blocks wrong. But if he's not, they haven't gotten into the mini Legos yet, and they're at that age, and they're playing, you know, they're playing the games. We've been to Legoland, and you know, I think they would really enjoy it. But I'm kind of intimidated by it because I go to the Lego aisle, and there are literally like 100 different sets of mini Legos that you can buy, and I don't know what to do with any of them, you know. So like, if I bring my son in, I'm like, can you just teach him how to do Legos? Can you help him? Can you give him a little instruction, like point him in the right direction? Can you do that?
Most definitely.
Okay.
I mean, we can work with our customers, see exactly what their, you know, what their interests are, what they're looking to do.
Okay.
You know, we specialize in hard to find retired stuff, inbox and stuff like that. But we also specialize in bulk bricks and, you know, reimagining. We've just recently, and I'm in the process of building a display for people that do mock creations, which is make your own creation. And
okay.
I had a young gentleman come in and just out of our bulk Lego tables, built a, you know, gigantic Spanish Armada ship that
wow.
we have on display right now.
Wow.
And, you know, it's
that's got to be really cool to watch. Like somebody just like imagining something and,
yeah.
and building it out of
most definitely.
Bricks.
We have customers right now because it's Derby Week who are building the Derby, you know, floats out of Legos.
Oh, that sounds fun.
One of the moms was helping her son build a starting gate, and she
cool.
brought in pictures. So they're doing all that out of the bulk tables. They're imagining
wow.
and really creating.
Now,
it's
if you build something really cool at your bulk tables, can you buy it and take it home?
Yeah, I mean, I'll
that's not obviously not the goal. That's not what you want.
Well,
but
what it ends up being is it works out better if you can cram it into a container because you're ultimately going to get more Lego. But I had a young couple come in this weekend and they built their dogs and they had wiener dogs.
Two wiener dogs. It took them a couple hours.
And they built these super awesome wiener dogs. Each, you know, they each had one. And I'm not gonna, you know, I'll work with people. You
cool.
know, if you build
cool.
something and you just have to have it, we can definitely figure out how you can take it home without crumbling it up and cramming it into a container or something.
Well, that's
like
good.
That.
That is good to know. Well, it is now time for our Friday Funnies. So I hear you have a joke for us.
I do have a joke.
All right, let's hear it.
All right. How do you make a tissue dance?
How do you make a tissue dance? Tell us.
You put a little boogie in it.
Da-dum-tsh. Well, that was great. Thank you so much for being with us today, guys. I really appreciate it. And I'm sure our listeners are going to be really excited to hear about everything you've got going on out there. I know I am. I'd like to remind everybody today that our podcast is sponsored by LearningRx, two locations in Louisville to train your brain. When you call and make your appointment, mention the word podcast and you get $100 off an evaluation.